Blog Talk Radio. Beautiful and simply very good. That was Yuka Rose and Sentimental Mood. Love that song. Those of you who tuned in last night know that we had Maureen McGill and Nola Davis on. What a show. Authors of Live from the Other Side, True Stories with also Amy Kavanaugh. It was one of those shows that couldn't get it all in. We're trying to see if we can get them to do another show with us. That was phenomenal. You know, as always, we always have and enjoy all of you guys coming in. We also picked a winner last night. It was Nikita E. She was the Christmas basket winner, and she is going to be getting that basket. I've had a lot of you guys ask. It is being sent through media mail because it's paper and the books and the gifts and things we've got. So check, and you know, it takes a little bit of time. This is the time of the year, so please don't get frustrated. Psyche's Gone Wild has called your name out. You will get your present. Let us know here as it's coming in. If you do get it, call on and let us know what you think of it. Some of the presents that were in there has been books such as Linda Irwin's Music and books by Lynn Andrews. There was also a Psychic's Gone Wild book of Living in the Psychic Realm by Psychic Jethro. We have been putting out and intend to put out a little variety, so let us know when you open it if it feels right, what you feel, and be gracious. As you know, this is a gift from us for thanking you, and we will be looking forward to doing that. We have Christmas ones coming out, and we never know. There's also going to be some healing bracelets and some by Kareen Jacobs has made them for us, a very good gift. And a couple of you other people have asked me, what's in them? You never know. Check it out. That's the fun of going wild. This is Psyche Jethro, and you're on tonight, number 860, with me on Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Really good. I'm in one of those states. I play that Sentimental Mood, and I think I really am. It's one of those nights where I feel a little melancholy. I think this 2012 has changed and opened all the gates. And I'm like, am I sure we want to just, I'm ready to just do something. How about you?
Yeah, I am too.
Cool. I thank you for calling in and welcome you. And if you give me your name, do you have a specific question? I feel like you are a very good person, but you're kind of making some decisions about what you're going to do in not only the next year, but also with some of the people around you. I feel you've got some people that are not got your best interest at heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my name is Faisal, which I, however, come from Connecticut. Yeah, I just want to know what Spirit have to tell me. It's the message.
You have my heart out, and I know with what the news and what's going on in your state there, and you've got to be feeling a lot of energy, and I have my prayers.
Yeah, I can be very, I can pick up a lot of things from people. Yesterday, early morning, when this wasn't happening, I felt very strange. You know, I didn't feel right. It's just so awkward, you know?
Wow. Mm-hmm. I can relate very much with you. Those who know about the during the time that we were having the problems in Colorado a couple of years back and some accidents there at the school and some of this pretty much like this, I can relate with you. I was in Colorado at the time. Sometimes having this gift is a curse because we do sense before and after, and we've had a lot of psychics who felt they were there, who were going in and flowing into this. And I know it's hard for you white workers and workers of light that, you know, doing the polls. I can feel this with you, and I can feel what the guys are telling me. You want just to kind of look at it. They're telling me this next year that the love's finally going to be there. I feel like you're an individual who's very caring and there, but the guys are telling me it's been hard for you to have someone that expresses love back to you.
Yeah, I've been single even friends, you know, I need my friends too, but I'm a Libra, but I'm a kind of person that really wants to be with someone. Like, I haven't been with someone for a long time, so, yeah.
I feel that, and I also feel the real part here, as we were talking about there, is that you're having that energy happening, and what's going to strengthen here your sensitivity is the angels are putting together a good magical formula for you. And what they're also telling me here is that as this sensitivity has grown and you've been ascending here with this Christ-wide energy, and it's, you know, those of you who are listening in to Psyche's Gone Wild, make sure you listen to Psyche's Learning Connection, because that's what I would suggest for you to kind of get a little more of that class. We did a little bit today. We're talking about the angel of love, working with, you know, the different types of angels and the archangels. And I feel that with you, that what's happened here is they're telling me you're going to be helping with people in their healing. I keep feeling like you're going to end up doing either something around nursing or something, because I keep seeing next year that what the guys are showing me is that you kind of get involved in and you start helping. You're being a very good counselor. You're very compassionate. You were kind of hurt as a child. You went through a situation where people didn't really understand you.
Mm-hmm. And I still feel like people don't understand me today.
Well, I understand you, and I think you're a good person, and I can feel the guides are saying that. I feel that, and I think that, like you just said there, you know, it's going to cloud it up, and the spirit's there. Now, as a Libra, as you had said, this is one of the most hardest, frustrating things. People always think of Libras as these big, intense lawyers and all of this, you know, the Libra scales and just out there rocking and rolling. Well, what's happened here with yours, and yours is as strong as that, but Libra also has that charming beauty side. So what you need to have those positive things in life, and sometimes I feel the other people in your life weren't understanding, and please don't get offended, but I feel like a lot of them were not listening to you with their heart. They were listening to your head, and you know, they talk about a Scorpio's run in deep water. Libras have some pretty intense air. You guys get really, when you're saying something, people are like, oh, you know, how cute or charming, not realizing that you're really, you've put thought and your mind is working a lot on trying to solve the situation within you. So, you know, listen to this energy, and that's what the guys are telling me. They're also telling me that you went through a little bit of physical here. You're not done with some of the problems you've had. Like, I feel like it's like in your ears or your neck. I keep feeling like it's in your, like you're still working on some kind of a detox of your ears or the senses there, and you seem to.
I'm actually deaf. I'm actually deaf. I was born with a microtia. So, yeah, I was born with that.
Mm. My heart goes out to you because what I'm feeling there, and they said it's going to be able to do the energy with you, that it's going to be also some other strengthening for you, and there is the love coming. Know that this next year there's going to be two choices for you of having someone really close with you, and I do see that, you know, you said that not only with the physical, but I see someone coming into your life who's going to be the same way you are, not only enjoying life, but able to understand that you've got to have some of that creativity and the beauty around. You know, I'm not saying take you out to the, you know, concert every night, but I am saying treat you with some beauty, have it in the house. They're telling me feng shui, your house needs to have something there in the right corner with love. I feel like you're emotionally going through an energy here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as home, like, I'm not really living on my own still with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for me to be here, too, a lot, too, because it's always the drama. I really hate the drama. So, like, there's not a day where it's silent unless everyone's on vacation or something, you know?
I've had those houses. I know what you mean.
So, and a lot of people, like, even some of my friends, they're like, I don't even know how you do it. Like, every time they, you know, call me, you know, it's always the screaming and the hollering and, you know, everything, and they just don't know how I could deal with it. I mean, the stories that I tell them, they don't even know how I do it. I don't even know how I do it.
It's that karma. It's the energy you guys have together. And, you know, it's like a person who has a very intense mom, and everybody's like, oh, my gosh, did you hear? Your hair's raised on your head, and she's like, did you hear me? And you're like, uh-huh. And you've dealt it with your whole life. So, like you said, your energy goes through it. Probably later you sit back and go, man, they were really getting loud. You know, the neighbors are going, did you see the look on their face when they blew the eyebrows back on that one? And I see you going through the energy of what you've got. Is the angels are telling me that this part of the other blessing. I do see you working with some more of your sensitivity. I really, you know, I'm glad you called in tonight. You've got our support here and our prayers. You know, make sure that you get a hold of me on psychesgonewild.com, you know, on our site. Put in for our Christmas basket and, you know, become a part of it. We have a lot of people going on jethrosmith.net on Facebook. We have a group there called Psychic Chat. We're all there for you. We've got Amy Kavanoff. She's there for grief and working. You know, you're going to experience some of this energy because you're in that hemisphere and the energy. You know, everybody's like, well, what do you mean when there's a like something like this happens? 911 had tons of people in the country doing the same sensation that you're going through, and you're really going through now the really sad depression because you felt the oddness. You really could never have stopped it, but you were, like you said, you were feeling odd stuff and you felt the emotional electricity. You're very gifted. You're welcome. I welcome you here. It's the Psychic Jethro. You've got a friend now on Psychic's Gone Wild, and you definitely need to follow us and keep the prayers. We'll be coming back with you more, and I got to roll because people are pushing my button to talk to them, too.
How would I follow you again?
Follow me on the button there. It's on the right. If you're listening on the radio of it, if not, follow me on Facebook. I have a lot of people go on there, and it's JethroSmith.net is my website. You'll find me on it, and you can follow me through Facebook on it and get a hold of me. And I have a feeling I will be doing a reading for you, like a chakra reading. You've got a lot going on with those energies. You know, you said you were born deaf, and some of the energies there, I can feel the energies up in there working, and your pineal gland, you're right in the back of your head. One sense did for another one. They did the surgery with you and the things they've done there, and when you, and now you are strong. I mean, your pineal gland, you've got.
Yes, I had. You said something about behind my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, there was a cartilage that was put into my head, I guess, for the future of doing something in my ears, but that never happened. Yeah, I had a lot of operations as a little child. I mean, I was horrified growing up with that.
What I'm feeling, I can tell. And you got my respect. You've made a friend here, and blessings to you, and we'll talk again.
All right. Well, thank you. Hopefully I'll talk to you again.
Okay, great. We're going on here. Everybody going here. So if one of our friends in Connecticut, all of us putting our prayers out of you, who listened to the news or heard or felt or sent what happened. There was a terrible, horrible a sequence of events that happened. We're all putting our prayers together and making sure that that light continues for all of us around. I had a very good friend today say the same thing, that they had felt their self leave the body of their own self somewhere else and felt they were there. They realized there were some things going on. We've had a lot of people doing this. Keep your prayers out. This is Psyche Jethro. Psyche's Gone Wild. And we're going to go a little wilder because now I just saw the number and recognize this. This is our friend in Colorado. It's Avatar. How are you, Avatar?
I'm good, Jethro. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing real good. I'm trying to be good and stay out of the cookies for Christmas.
Oh,
we always
boy.
Start ahead, and I ate the brownies. I thought they would make it, and they didn't make it a day.
Oh, boy. Got that sweet tooth, huh?
Big time. And I want to thank you for calling in. You know, when we were this conversation, you know, earlier with the gentleman that was there for Connecticut, I'd like to see Avatar, if you'd give me a minute, and then I'll read a little bit for you. I know you're doing some move there, and I feel the transition company. But I want you to do me a favor, too. What is your opinion on, I mean, what do you feel that people should be putting out for the prayer, and what intent do you feel to help the parents and the people left behind by this horrible sequence of events in Connecticut?
Well, you know, prayer is always very powerful, but also light. When you send light to a situation, it dissolves all that heaviness, that heavy energy, when you can focus and send light.
We were doing chamomile today on Psychic Learning Connection for a class. I did a psychic angel class part 2, and that's the angel for holy, you know, connecting with your higher power and connecting with God, working with the spiritual and loving. And I felt that was such a perfect angel to be doing. I kept visualizing the pink and a lot of heart work there you do when you're doing, you know, the archangel of chamomile, Camel, and I can't even say the name today, chamomile. The angel of chamomile is a tea one who loves you. No, I'm teasing you guys. Chamomile, we can laugh. Angels have sense of humor too. They have to look at us people. They better laugh if they got to look down here. But yes, and so Avatar, go ahead and give me your question, and make sure you keep putting in for those Christmas baskets. Nikita won this one, but we've still got more.
Well, I put a couple in maybe a couple weeks ago, but my question is, what do you see or the angels are giving you for 2013 for me?
I see for you, I see that as this goes through the transition for you, the year, I see that you're going to be coming through not only a move and a transition, but I see you and your son working together. I see that you two are going to be holding hands, and I say the son that's physically on this side, I see the son on the other side who always talks in your ear is going to be smiling and very happy because you and your son here are going to be working together. I feel that his relationship's going to be exposed a little bit, that she's not caring for you. She wants to like you, but she cannot. It's, you know, you become the stepmother or the mother-in-law, the other word, sorry, the mother-in-law, not a stepmother, but a mother-in-law to her only because she's insecure.
Mm-hmm.
You put your hand out to her. You were hoping with her to be like a daughter to your life, so you be a mother because you had two boys. You're very feisty. Now, you know, we all know, let's be honest here, mothers are a little hard. Who's going to take their son's hand? I'm not going to say you're going to hand him off to the first gold digger, but I do see what happened here when the energy is that this thing's got energy. I see you and him working together. I feel that your health's going to be even strengthening, and I see there's a financial larger amount coming to you over someone to do with a male. This is an older man. This is a male. He's older than you financially.
Oh, is this business?
It's going to be related to paperwork. They're telling me that it's going to be handled, and it'll be later next year. You also got your school. You're not done by the long shot with what they wanted to handle. But I see you're going to be working on both. You're going to be getting your schoolwork together, and you're going to be looking at doing some natural, holistic healing people, discussing with them, having them, you know, where your name's out there. People come to your house to talk to you about what project they should do for the teas and the work of the energy and, you know, not only healing themselves with herbs and energy, but actually you as a vessel doing the energy of healing people. It's like a cleansing of eggs. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
I'm getting the chill, and they're telling me you're going to be doing that. And this is part of why you've healed yourself in 2012 to heal others in 2013. I also hear this really pretty energy that they're telling me on the side that it's been a long, hard pull. I feel your son that's on the other side is very close with you. He's counseling you. I think that he's also going to have some things that he's going to be able to help you with that. He loves you very much, and he's telling me that you've earned so many times with the energy of having that help you.
I've earned what now?
You've earned positive energy of having this energy come and help you. They said it's like, I call it karmic coins. And those of you who've read some of my books or my poetry, I talk about karmic coins. And it's like when you do work and you do good things, the angels give you rewards, and they look like a karmic coin to me. And they're showing me that these are going to be coming to you from all areas. It's going to finally stop this other stress, because you physically were hurting in energy a couple months ago. Now you've gotten through it. Your son is still a little bit stressed here. I feel like he's being pulled on his decision of what he should do.
Mm-hmm.
He's also got more ability. He needs to get back on what he used to do. He used to do so much and be happy. He don't smile enough now. His brother says he's not smiling like he used to.
Right. I think more that he stresses his own self out. I mean, he has issues to deal with, but, you know, if he would just change the way he thinks, I think he would smile a lot more.
I agree. I feel that very much. And we thank you. We're going right on with here. There's a little bit of everybody. We're going into the next caller. This is Psychic's Gone Well. This is Psychic Jethro. We've got a lot of you guys. It's Saturday night. New time, new fun. Remember to get the full reading with me. Please, guys, get a hold of me at jethrosmith.net. That's JethroSmith.net. And follow us on Facebook. Same thing, Jethro Smith. You'll find me. I'm that silly blonde guy acting silly, eating food. 631, you got to have some fun. You're on Psychic's Gone Wild. Hey, how you been?
Fine, thank you. My name is Suzanne, and I wanted to know, I have new beginnings. I started a new job. I'm moving. I just want to know if you see a boyfriend coming in and anything changes with my son coming back. Just those two things.
Oh, very cool. Yes, I do, and I love that. Boy, you've got some energy going there. You got it going on. You're rocking. You talk about, you can feel the energy is just building. You've done all the perfect things. She's got her homework done. She's got herself setting. She's ready. Her angels are ready to come in and rock and roll. I see that this is going to be good with the sun. I see you two doing things together. They're telling me that, now this sun seems to be a little artistic.
No, I don't think he's artistic, no.
Not autistic, artistic.
No.
No?
I think so. I don't know. We've only 11.
Oh, okay. I feel something there. I keep seeing like colors of creativity, and I apologize. I know this is a little uncomfortable, but I'm seeing something there with, it looks to me like he's doing like creativity of that, and it's ironic. I didn't say autistic. I feel like musical, or because what I'm seeing is colors and notes. I'm seeing energy there. I'm sensing that. I'm getting a lot of energy there. I do see that this will be a good thing later. Oh, drums, okay. And I feel that artistic ability with him coming out and going through with you, and I see this later. I do see a relationship going, it's going to take a little bit longer, and they're telling me that part of why this is going to happen for you is that the guys are getting you ready and prepared for what they want, and they said you're going to be able to strengthen that and have that relationship a little bit later on here. Suzanne, I'm looking at it, and they keep showing me a K. They keep saying, This person's got, is it CK Rick? Is it Richard, something like that. I'm getting that kind of energy. They're telling me this is very much in the making. The angels are doing the work. They're getting this to come together. They're also telling me that you've also been with this person, that this is going to be someone you run into, talk with. You've got to be able to change a little bit of your pattern. They keep telling me that love is right around the area there, but you've just gotten all this change, and now you're going to be going into that. And that's what I'm getting. This is Psychic Jethro. I welcome you to call in, all of you guys. We're going to take just a minute here. It's almost that half an hour break. And please don't go anywhere and listen to Sir Magnus with Gimme. What a very positive, loving song. Hello, everyone, and welcome, and thank you. We're taking a little bit of a time. We've been on Psychics Gone Wild, and of course we are. Those of you who know, what we're doing is we're listening to Sir Magnus with Gimme. I want you all to relax a little bit, kind of do a little bit of energy. We've got a little bit of transition going on here. And obviously, as we were talking there, that was a little bit of intensity back on the East Coast here in Connecticut. We need to raise our energy up, a little bit of vibration. I want everyone to kind of take a moment here, strengthen. And those of you who know with the Psychic's Gone Wild, we always do and intend to keep that white and send that white energy out. We just had a little bit of a positive song, and we're going to turn right around and grab into an energy that we all were looking for. Miss 253, I think it's you. How are you, Miss 253?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing really good here. I had to take a minute here. My cookies were getting crazy, and I never wanted to burn. I got to eat where we go, and I've got snacks galore. I heard the music was a little odd. They said it was in my mic. Could you hear the music, or was it different?
I could hear it.
Oh, good. Okay, well, we'll watch in the room and make sure. I think some in the room said they couldn't do it. So, you know, we've got Sir Magnus here with a very positive song.
Yes, I liked it.
You know, I'm also feeling that we've also got some other stuff going on here, too. And that seems to be the energy of, as we were going through the other work, everyone was telling me that they were feeling some other things happen here for everyone. And I want you to go ahead and give me your first name and your question you've got tonight.
This is Megan. And my question would be about relationships.
Okay. Looking here, Megan, at relationship, I see that you are going through a cycle of your own energy that seems to be stretching. You're stretching your wings. They're showing me that you are at a point in your life where it's you want to be and need to be handling a lot of things in your life. And you said relationship, and they're showing me that there was. I still feel there's someone like you've been dating.
Mm-hmm.
You've been with someone.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm seeing. And it took me a minute seeing this person because I feel like they are still there, but it's like I don't feel that you two are really communicating like you should be right now.
I mean, I guess it could be on some things, yeah. We
okay.
We don't see eye to eye on some issues or situations.
That happens, and I the guys are telling me that is going to be going into some work there. They said there's a little bit of frustrating parts for both of you as you're looking into the future is that you would like to and need to have some of your work handled. And they said, speaking of your work, they want you to ensure that you're getting your whole situation completely worked with so that you're not having to deal with this later on because of school and work. I seem to see you working, and you're working also, you're going to finish up something with more in school. You've got some things you want to do later on in life.
Okay.
And I feel
so with this person that you see that I'm with, do you see us being together for a while, or is it hard to say?
I see you still being together. I see you two are also going through some it's kind of hilarious in one thing. It's funny is that you two are together, but you've gotten to right now kind of a situation where you're looking at each other going, okay, what's next? It's like, okay, we've gotten this far.
Right.
And it's not an unloving. People really try to make this when things like this happen, like, oh my, what do you mean? You just all of a sudden looked at me. Well, you didn't wake up one day and just say, hey, we've been dating and what happened to your chin, but you just woke
right.
up and just said, we've been dating and I want and need, like you said, different looking at things, my mind, looking at cycles, and that's what I see is happening. The angels are showing a little bit into the future that there is some other stresses here with this relationship. There seems to be
okay.
a couple times that you have gotten into, like you said, eye to eye, but you've also gotten to where you feel that they're working towards making something very positive for you, and this person is saying, I want you to help me, and you're looking at it going, okay, here we are. This is where you'll see relationships really start to falter in an older relationship. People say, we do everything together. We just do everything. Watch that person, and please call the police when you see them. No, I'm kidding, because there's something wrong there. When they're telling you that everything, then you begin to worry, because you want to work together.
Right.
You want to do, and most people do. But what I see is happening in your guys' relationship is you've hit that stage that you're asking this person in your life to begin to help you and to show you what they're going to be doing later. And I do think that we'll look a little farther down the road. Definitely we need to get with you and do a reading where I can see like both pictures. I would suggest an email reading for you where I can see both pictures together, because you guys have
mm-hmm.
karma together. But to get consistency, I'd need to see your aura and see how long this is going to last. Because they're also telling me that you have you've got something else happening here for you right now. Your angels are working with you a little bit more on they're opening up some doors. And people go, what does that mean? It means exactly a door. They're opening up free will and say, do you want to be with this person for the next couple of years? Do you want to be with this
mm-hmm.
person for life? And that's the thing that's got it. You've also got somebody on the other side who loves you, who's making sure that this person's going to be good there for you. They don't want you with somebody that's goofy.
Right. Yeah, it's like my mother.
Yeah, those mothers will do that. And one thing good about a good mom is she's there. She's like, he's going to do what he's supposed to, or he's not going to roll. He's going to roll out the door wherever she rolls him.
Right.
It isn't good to you.
Right. Well, because, like, recently him and I, we've talked about, like, eventually moving in together, and then recently we've brought up marriage. So, like, those were the two, like, big things.
And that's
and
those.
And like we don't see eye to eye on the marriage thing. Like, is where is he more or less? He's kind of lenient on getting married because of his whole family getting divorced. So he's kind of hesitant.
And you know, and that's reasonable. And what I do see now, definitely send me your birth, you know, dates and send me your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And these, and everybody laugh. Talk to Kelly when you're on here with Casey.
Okay.
Kelly. Kelly is a good example. I had a bad marriage, and it's because part of it, I blame Kelly. No, I don't. I tease Kelly because I married this person, and Kelly and me were very good friends. Kelly actually was the person who married us. She was the reverend, if you know Kelly's a reverend.
Mm-hmm.
And she did this ceremony, and in the ceremony, she afterwards for a honeymoon present or a gift, a wedding gift, she gave us a charts. And so we're reading these charts on my honeymoon, driving up this, you know, wild mountain in Colorado. And here I am reading this going, and the relationship will be the spouse here will act like this. And if you don't listen to this one, do exactly what they say, this will not work out for my card. And this person, the other card, is known for controlling. They have been through a couple relationships. And I laughed and I said, a couple relationships. And I found that I was husband number 5. I'm like, that's more than a couple. So as a psychic, I'm just warning you, just make sure, because later on I can go into a lot more, and I got to be careful because I'm sure she's out there somewhere mad at me still. But going into the energy of it, you know, some people just get cranky for no reason. But to look at the energy and see what you've got is you want to make sure that there's that compatibility, children, energy, and know what the person, I mean, you can have the most greatest time. I see for you that this is a real strength, but I want to make sure because energies change. Like someone, I can look at your aura.
Right.
And sit there and say, oh my goodness, you know, you, Megan, you would be so great with a green. A green energy and your energy and this person's healing, he's compassionate. You marry him, and there's where the word D comes up later, because two people get married, and what happens to that aura? Life comes in, patterns, and this green energy is a Capricorn who has money and drive behind him, and all of a sudden he kicks on the sixth day and says, I want to be rich, and that money starts digging, which is a good thing. You want to be financially stable. But here's Megan. Megan's like, I'm happy we're helping people. And the lovely green Capricorn man is all of a sudden going, give me the money. I'm going in and take the bank down. You're like, wait a minute. What happened to helping people? And why are you so worried about the interest rate right now? You need to breathe.
Right.
There's where you really get the conflict. So give me the date of birth. Let's go into it. Let's see with your destiny cards. If you've got karma, which I know you and him have karma together. I've read for you before. We want to see what karma it is. You know,
okay.
And I'm just going to tell you, you need an eagle's blessing before this happens, or it will not be a very pleasant wedding for you.
Okay.
And we're on that note, we're going out of here. We've got a lot of energy. We thank you for calling in. And obviously, we're having a little bit more cycle. As the energy continues in, we've now got a male coming in. It's on the phone. Where went Megan? Nathan, you're on now. Nathan? Hello?
Natalie,
how are you? Okay, we got Natalie, and Nathan's out of here, and Natalie's in, and so went goodbye. Megan, Natalie, you need to be talking to me because everybody's flying out of here. What's going on?
Well, I would like to know what the angels saying about 2013 and what's coming up for me. This year has been a year of growth, and what's in store?
Oh, very good. Very good, Natalie. I feel that, first of all, I want to thank you. This is Psychic Jethro at Psychic's Gone Wild. And Natalie, I feel like you said, what's in store? I am going to ask you the question. I feel like your guides are just, they just bloomed all of a sudden, this energy. And we had people just boom, boom off the radio. You've got some really loving angels. You're not only Christian, but you're also a very strong woman, and you're very strong-minded. You're not going to accept anything but the best this year. You've had enough of lame stories, people doing games. If they're going to be silly to you, then they better step back out that door because you will shut their face on it.
That's right.
You know? And, you know, going into the energy, and going, oh, it just makes me laugh because going into everything else is happening for you. And going into that whole cycle there, I can feel like there's something else going with you really strong. And that seems to be, Natalie, that the angels are showing me a couple things. I'm going to let you interpret it. They're showing me like a kitchen table, and they're showing me you sitting there talking, and I see these papers being slid to you, and then you sliding the papers back. these papers being slid to you. I don't know if there's something. It looks like a legal papers. I see that someone's wanting you to sign, or they're wanting you to do something. And I see you're going, I'm not until it's done. Now, at your parents, I feel like it has something to do. Both of your parents are here with you.
Yes.
That's what I'm feeling. I also feel that you are very, don't get offended, I got to be blunt, you are very stubborn. That's what they're telling. The guys are telling me you have got to be one of the most stubborn women that the guys have worked with. They're telling me that there is going to be, I'm sorry, she's like, I'm never calling this man again. But I'm just telling you, and it said it's a quality about you, but you are going to get what you want to have happen. And I feel like there's a parent of yours that you're working like you and them are working together to get them some assistance, some help. There's something's not really all there. They won't say too much, but they need to get something better. They tell me they're working on some stuff, and I see you are just like, they keep saying the word stubborn. I keep seeing this male, he looks to me like a very smart and positive person, I like the male because he keeps showing me, like shaking his head, making me laugh. He's like, she is probably one of the most stubborn women. He just says, woman.
Really?
He's telling me like that. And at first I thought it was a guy. And he's like, she's just, and it's positive. He's all happy. He looks to me like Freeman Morgan. And you know that look? And I keep seeing him just smile to me. And he just keeps saying, she is one of the most stubborn, and he's just smiling at me, and I'm like, well, tell me what else you want me to tell her. And it's a guide of yours. You have a guide who's saying that you have gotten through a lot of this, and you've had some males in your life who thought they were going to get on to the little, what I call the free choo-choo train, where they were going to come in, be with you, hang on, and you were going to run them around, be cute to them, drive them around, spend a little money, and then they were going to be hanging around, and you're not, if they don't have a job anymore, they don't get to even hang out. That's what they're telling me. That is just funny. Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Could the papers be the divorce papers?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. And
fabulous.
Yeah, and it's going to end up being to your favor that you are the way you are, because they're going to have to handle all of this. They can't, no more of this, I just go along, because for some reason here in this life, it's been that way since you were little. They keep showing me, they laugh. That's what that guy showed me. He shakes his head again. He goes, you were also a stubborn child. It's like, well, okay, we know
that. I'm a Capricorn.
Oh, my goodness. I rest my case, Your Honor. You know that. And, you know, I love Capricorns. I'm a Scorpio. I've had really good friends. They're the best people for me with business. You guys are very headstrong. They are just like the sea goat, very good in business, very smart. You know, when you sit down with a Capricorn, you know there's going to be two things. One, that register is going to ring, and two, that stubbornness will be there. They're not going to budge. You know, I've had friends tease me. You know, they said, what would you do? And I said, I would take a Capricorn, sit down, and work with them on business any day of the week. Any day. You know, they could be tired. There could be a typhoon going on outside. There could be people screaming, running down the street. Oh, mama, everything's freaking out. That Capricorn's like, sit down. I got a few minutes to ring you up. I don't know what you want to buy, but I probably got it in the store, and let's help you find that. So let's get, you know, would you like to carry that, or would you like the wind to take both you with it? You know, how would you like to roll? It just is like that, and I love it.
So true, so true.
I also see with you, Natalie, that there's something else going on here with you, that speaking of business, and you asked what was coming up, they said you're going to be running, and I keep seeing something on the computer where you're financially making some money there. It looks like you're... At first, I thought you were shipping stuff out. I'm like, I'm going to tease you. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Okay.
I'm going to be running a foundation that deals with exports of handicraft.
It's going to be very financially good for you. And I see you working and doing it, and I see you being really good at it. And the angels are telling me that there we go with that Capricorn. What a perfect career. I mean, you've got the sea goat there sitting there ringing up the register, handling the weight, doing the balances, putting this stuff out for a charity, which, you know, everyone knows. And I want to make sure all my Capricorn friends know this. My best friends that are Capricorn are the best-hearted people. Everyone knew my friend that was a purple angel in Colorado was a Capricorn. She was just like this, and I always admired her. She could handle business. She didn't take anything off anybody. We had somebody one time try to give her a bad time, and she let the police officer know who showed up there. She didn't want to have to hurt this person because she was too busy. So could they get up with this so that they lived? And we laughed so bad. I'm like, you weren't. And you just said, I go, you know, you're giving away incriminating evidence. And she's like, no, I was just giving away the wise advice. But he took her out there because I don't have time for the crazy lady. And it, just to this day, it's exactly how I feel with you. It's going to be good with that. They're talking to me about relationship, and they let you know that you can have a relationship, but then that guy smiles and your guide says that's stubborn. It probably won't go very far until there's a little bit later. I see it a little bit later into the year and you dating more stronger. You've got a bunch of what I call, like I said, those little silly choo-choo ones, and you've got a couple ones, some that want to get in and date you, but you know, this is an expression that comes from actually Linda Goodman's book of Star Signs. It's my favorite book, astrology. When you're looking to date in a Capricorn, gentleman, remember, that's the lady who walks out and walks on the yacht and walks like she owns it. Because if she's a Capricorn woman, she just might. And that's what you remember. There's a lady there, and make sure when you're dating a Capricorn, you go that measure. You know, these silly goods, like I said, you know, we're going to take you to McDonald's. Would you like to get me the Coke? Would you like to buy me that last one or two laps in that Capricorn, you have a checkbook? Have you ever seen a Visa? You know, because you need to come back in, you know. You need to see me over here because I'm not taking you anywhere. You know, if you got a go box, we eat it, you know.
Oh, my gosh, that was funny.
That's my energy. I thank you. Did you make sure and get in? I know I've not read for you before. It's the first time. I want to make sure you follow with us. You know, you've got family here. We'll be here for the holidays. Definitely put in for our Christmas basket. We'll be giving them one way every Friday night. And we went to 9 p.m. We used to be 8 p.m., and the crazy phones were blocked, and people were nagging me, so now we're going at 9 p.m.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, and I thank you, Natalie. I want you to someday get a hold of me on jethrosmith.net, those of you who'd like a reading, and I'll give you a full reading. I've had a lot of people tease me. They said, I listen to you on the road, and I get these little mini pieces on the road when I'm driving around on my radio and iTunes, and I hear you on Blog Talk, and now I hear you on A1R Psychic Radio. I'm on there Tuesday nights, 11 p.m. So if I call you up, is it going to be like this? Well, hopefully, I'm the same person. Come on, people. But also, you want to make sure and turn around and get that full reading because it gets more in-depth. Speaking of in-depth, I want you guys that are looking for health or looking at things this time of season or looking for a business you'd like to try. We were just talking to someone working for a nonprofit. Give a call to 719-289-4907 for that organo coffee or tea. And one of the great things is that if you have a charity and organization, they can sign it up and it will not cost the organization even membership fees. If you're just like to sign up for yourself, you can do it for a business. Get a hold of also me at 928-284-0437. Said I'm ready to take that coffee plunge and we'll get you some healthy Ganderma mushroom coffee, which is good. It is good for you. It does taste good. I wouldn't do it if it didn't. You guys know how blunt I am. And green tea they sell. They sell some really good hot cocoa and coffee mocha and lattes, organic gold gourmet coffees, and those will make you smile and glee. So get to trying them out at 719-289-4907. Say Psychic Jethro sent you and you might get a surprise. This is 949. You're on live on Psychic Jethro.
Hi.
Not hi. I'm just a little happy. No, I'm kidding. Just teasing you. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I wanted to find out for a love and relationship. I just was recently told that I'm empathic, so my emotions has just been all over the place. I don't know if it's because of what happened, occurred yesterday or, you know, in the last couple of days. But anyway, I just wanted to know, what am I to anticipate in the next week or so in regards to love?
Okay, and I'm feeling here with energy with you. You're not only empathic, I feel like you're also going through a lot of, you're going to be hearing the guides, because it's like your emotional energy is working there, but I'm hearing angels around you. They're going to start opening it up. You're getting it all at one time. I'm Psychic Jethro, and I need to get your first name to get permission. You've got a lot of guides in there. I'm not let them give them permission to talk to me all the way, if it's okay. If you'll give me your first name.
Oh, my first name is Selena.
No, great. Selena, we've been a silly night. You've heard me being all wild and goofy. Your guides are just really excited. They're telling me that it's going to be there for you. And it is, you know, you are very open. You're empathetic and feeling the emotions of others, and the gift isn't just all you've got. You've got this other gift here. They're telling me to tell you that you've been doing something else with some fashion. There's something going on here with some of the statements with the fashion that's going to do real well with you. It's like they're showing me like accessories, items.
Okay.
And they said there's
I have the background of that, but I'm working right now in the field of teaching.
Great. And it's a good field, one of those really gifted fields that we've got. I see that that is going to be there, but and it's ironic if you've got a background. You're like, God, stay out of my notebooks. No, I'm teasing you. You know, in the psychic world, we don't help, but they just show me you're doing that. They said that is there with that, and it is going to be something that's going to do real well. I also see that, you know, you've got some ideas, a little bit of it, and I keep seeing you, like, etching out or working on it and doing some of this design. It seems to be some ideas that you have. It'd be very good for it. It'd be very glamorous. I also see that what else is happening for you, too, is as this year is coming into the energy, you are able to do that because you have that fashion eye in that sense. You're able to also see and emotionally pick up other things that are going on for you.
Yes. Yes. I'm still, you know, I need to be more educated about it because I do get kind of confused. I have dreams, too.
I love it. You know, I would suggest to you to get a hold of me, like at my class, like JethroSmith.net class, and get with me, work with you on some balancing this, because you've got the energy there, and you've got, you know, your dream is so positive with energy. People say, okay, why do you have me put a clear glass of water by the bed? Clear glass of water is a conduit. And what the angels are saying with you is they want you to take a little more class, get you focused in, bringing that energy into you. It, you know, your seven chakras, doing some more toning to get you working with it. You're supposed to be doing readings, and that's what they're talking about. That's why they're opening you. But as a little kid, when you were doing things as a young girl, you had some people kind of shut you down a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were really, you had a parent there that was, you know, they weren't ornery always, but they just kind of liked to push with you. And what they did was that you were sensitive as a kid, so it made you, in one way, it made you a little stronger in it, but it also hurt your gift because then you started pulling back on the psychic ability. Yeah, and I hear that the angels are telling me that, you know, when you were younger, you used to maybe have a little bit of wild stuff, but you were very gifted. You were seeing, hearing, and sensing, and that's why your dreams are so vivid. You have very much colored dreams. A lot of people don't. They have black and white dreams. Did you know that? Selena, the guys are out there. We're going to see if we can catch her. I don't know what's going on with our phone or our headsets, but can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
The phones are really going wild. We've got the angels and guides doing their time here. And Selena,
what did they say about my love this week?
About love this week? Ooh, Selena. Jesus, go right to the good. You can tell this is adult.
I didn't mean it like that.
I was like, oh, my goodness. You guys.
Is that someone different every week or anything?
I've been doing this for almost a year at 8 o'clock, and then at 9 o'clock the adults come out. I'm going to have to blush. I'm teasing. It's funny what they're telling me. This going to happen here is that the love is going to be there, and what's going to even strengthen in is I keep seeing this gentleman who is he seems to be one of those people that's a little gruff with people. He's kind of a bear. They said you're going to end up in a relationship that people kind of think he is, and he's not. He's actually very soft, very good-loving, but he comes across a little bit like a bear. They're telling me that he is there in the around there, and I feel like you and him are going to end up dating. Part of it's because you're going to kind of like, he's like a little bearish, and you're going to just go right back at him like, well, what's your problem? You know, you're kind of really you don't take the cranky real well. And it's not that he's cranky. He's just kind of, he just comes across like a big bear. Once you get to even know him, he's going to love with being around you. I feel that real strong. And they're telling me that love is really close there. The angels said they are a little worried about before you got with someone in a relationship who had a broken wing, and they don't want you to pick somebody who's a little bit getting with them for the wrong reason.
Yeah, there's someone I'm in love with right now, so... That's what I was asking about, was basically him for the next couple of weeks.
And here, the next couple of weeks. Man, Selena, give him a little time. I'm teasing you. We know I'm messing with you. I'm going, my God, a couple of weeks. If he doesn't fly, then, you know, you got this guy flipping out of here like it's a tortilla party. God, and I love your laugh. You make me laugh and you feel so positive. This gentleman here, do you see how the guy just flipped him out of there and then she's telling me there's someone else? Now, give me his first name because the guys keep telling me they're warning against him and I want to see why.
I think they like him. His name is Chris.
Okay, you think the guys like him, but you like him.
That's true.
It's true. And I do see what the guys are saying there with the energy with him, that it's going to be going here in the energy. And I love that. She goes, I think the guys like him. Well, if you like him, then that's what counts. And your guys are working with you on the energy. They are saying a little caution here. And they said, you two are going to be able to do it, but you are not going to kid anybody. You know, can I ask your astrology?
Gemini.
Oh, okay. If I rest my case, Your Honor, we went from really strong businesswomen to a Gemini, really silly, who's talking about love and relationship, woo-la-la. Now, all of you guys know that a Gemini, Marilyn Monroe was a Gemini. Geminis have the secret that everybody talks about as Scorpios. And if you read the real strong books, Geminis are the ones making all those records and all that stuff. We guys aren't that bad. It's the Gemini.
That's right.
They're the ones who are woo-woo-woo. I mean, we may be a 7-8 on the scale. They're blowing the steamer buttons off 9 and 10s. I'm telling you. I see that happen.
Yeah, we like to switch it up, you know? Personality.
Exactly. You know, they're not going to be common cats. They say a Gemini is a faceted lover and individual. And I think that's such a beautiful thing to say, because a faceted means they're like a jewel, a diamond. Think of a diamond when you hit it against the light. How faceted, how beautiful, how magnificent. That's what they say about a Gemini. And I've always loved that, when it's like faceted. I'm like, okay, they tease us. I mean, Scorpios, we're like, okay, they're really stingy. They're being like a Scorpio. Now they're like a dove, and they're real loving and a little gooey. Now they're being over here. They make us sound like a cinnamon roll that's not sure which day we're going to be cooked. It's like, but when they're Gemini, it's like, now Gemini, I think that's very cool. And it is my rising, so I have to admit with you. That's why I got all the silly you're hearing, too, and teasing. I feel that with it. I feel with Chris. We'll get back to her story. I know you guys are like, gosh, you know, tell her a reading. No, I want to tease her for a minute. I love her laugh. So... Going with the energy, I do see that's going to be here with him. I see things are going to happen. I feel there's another choice there with him that's got to come through. I see he's going to work through it, and they show me with him that he's going to be able to pull this out of some things that he's got, and then he's going to know where he's going to be with you. They said he still hasn't been able to commit like he should with you, but it's building. And I do see, like you said, you know, why the guys are putting there, but he's got some ability of his own. He's able to raise some energy too.
Really? Oh.
So this is going to be good.
That's right. He's a Gemini, too.
Oh, my goodness. Now we got four. There's twins all over the place. What a perfect relationship. Think about this. Geminis are known for, if you go out someplace and you see this person at the library, then you later see them over at the movie store. Then don't forget they're over here at the candy store. Then you might see them over at the gym. All of them is the same person, but Geminis are, like she said, they're very faceted, so that, you know, you see different characteristics. Like, same woman, same person, same Gemini. Men are the same way, Gemini. I had my oldest son was a Gemini, and I love that, because like you said there, he's the same way, too. I can pretty much guarantee these guys better call in so we can get our adult time, because there's going to be some stories to write to AM about. We thank you. I got to get ready to go. I hope it helped you. Bless you. Get a hold of me at JethroSmith.net if you'd like to have a reading sometime.
Okay, well, thank you. You're fun.
Thank you. You are, too. And we're looking here. We're going down to the last of Psyche's Gone Wild. We got 90 seconds. I've got one more person to be fun with. 60 seconds. They threw away 30 seconds. 717, we got time to say hi.
Hi. How you doing, Jethro? I'm Corrine in PA. How you doing?
Good.
You've had a wonderful show tonight.
Thank you. I'm being silly, having fun, making people laugh. I love that, ladies. Laughed before. This is our angel friend. Blessings to you. We got 30 seconds before they hang up on us. We love you. I'm glad you called in. How's everything going up there? You been good?
Yeah, trying anyway. Getting ready for Christmas and going to be sending out some more of those great healing bracelets for the Christmas basket so we can do the Santa thing.
Thank you, and we all know that, you know, other ones just got their stuff mailed out. We've been laughing. Some people got books, some people got, some did. Know what you're going to get. We thank you, Corrine, for the bracelets, and I know that Santa's going to be coming to your house. Merry Christmas, and on that note, we get to go ho-ho, out the door we go.